Not so long ago on Christmas Eve, it was the middle of the night and Santa Claus was hard at work delivering presents on his sleigh with his reindeer. As Santa was finishing his yearly Christmas run, a very wonderful and exciting event was happening at the North Pole. When he returned to his home on Christmas Day, he was greeted by Mrs. Claus. She was so happy to see that Santa was done with another year's work and congratulated him with a big hug and a kiss. Mrs. Claus whispered to Santa, "I know how tired you must be, Santa, but please follow me to the reindeer house. We have a special surprise for you." When Santa arrived at the reindeer house, everyone from the North Pole was there, and the excitement was unbelievable. Santa was indeed surprised to see not one but two beautiful pure white baby reindeer twins. Star and Bright Star, the twins' parents, were so very proud. Santa laughed,
"With coats so white, I sure hope they don't get lost in the snow. What will their names be?"
Star lovingly looked at Bright Star and said, "We have decided to call them Star Bright and Starlight." Santa laughed even louder than before and said,
"But how would I know which is which?"
By now the twins were already standing. Star asked Santa to look closely at the twins' birthmarks and said, "Santa, Star Bright has a golden star on the right shoulder." And then Bright Star said, "And Starlight has a golden star on the left shoulder." Astonished, Santa said,
"No way!"
To which everyone responded in unison, "Way!" The whole crowd just cheered and applauded.
"Wonderful," said Santa, with another hearty ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa noticed something even more unusual about the baby reindeer.
"They have twinkling eyes. Those twins' eyes sparkle like the brightest stars that were in the skies tonight."
With a happy tear in his eye, he said,
"What a wonderful Christmas present this is."
Santa then remembered that a good night's rest was in order for himself and everyone at the North Pole. He wished each and everyone a good night and indeed a very merry, merry Christmas. For the next year, Star Bright and Starlight helped around the North Pole getting ready for the upcoming Christmas. They both grew into very beautiful and happy reindeer. All of the North Pole reindeer were very fond of Star Bright and Starlight. They were the only two reindeer at the North Pole, and possibly in the whole wide world, that had twinkling eyes. It was the only way Star Bright and Starlight could be found when they played hide-and-seek in the snow. Santa knew that this year it could happen that Star Bright and Starlight might be the answer to one of his problems. Santa thought to himself,
"Every year, the toy load gets heavier and heavier as I visit more and more good children all around the world. The reindeer are also exhausted when they finish their Christmas run."
This year, Santa was planning to use Star Bright and Starlight to help pull his sleigh. As time went on, Santa kept a close watch on the twins, but kept his secret plan between himself and his chief maintenance elf, Fixums. It was Fixum's task to start training the new reindeer for next year's Christmas toy delivery. Fixum enjoyed working with the new twins and spent many hours in the coming months helping with their training. After a few weeks of training, Santa said to Fixum,
"You know, old friend, a decision must be made on December 1st.
Fixum replied,
"Don't worry, Santa. Those kids will be ready. I just know it."
In the meantime, Star Bright and Starlight practiced pulling the sleigh and flying, not knowing Santa's plan, hoping maybe someday to be picked to help Santa on Christmas Eve. As time progressed, Star Bright and Starlight got stronger, and Santa knew all was good for this Christmas. The list for toy deliveries was even larger than the previous Christmas, as there were more good boys and girls. The toy production chief, Elf Makem, told Santa,
"Toys are being made in record numbers by all the elves."
On December 1st, Santa had his usual North Pole party, and everyone was there at 8 o'clock sharp. Santa always had the best party, and everyone had a great time. Milk, brownies, and ice cream were served along with some great music played by the Polar Bear Jam Band. Around 9 o'clock, Santa said,
"Thank you, everyone, for all your hard work again this year. This year, we will all be delivering toys in record numbers." A great big smile came over his face as he then said, "And now I have a major announcement. I am happy to announce that Starbright and Starlight will be new members of my reindeer team."
All the reindeer congratulated the new team members. Everyone cheered and yelled, "Hip, hip, hooray!" as they were all so proud of the twins.
"What a happy occasion," said Fixum.
"I agree,"
said Makeums as he sipped a well-deserved drink from his hot chocolate. At the end of the party, Santa got up from his table and said,
"The Christmas countdown is on. There are only 24 more days till Christmas. Have a good time, but get plenty of rest tonight after the party, because we still have lots of work to do."
With his familiar ho ho ho, he waved to the crowd and retired for the night. 24 days later, everything was ready for Santa's yearly toy run. Every toy imaginable was finished and ready to be placed under Christmas trees and in stockings all over the world. The difference this year is that Starbright and Starlight will be helping Santa and the rest of the reindeer to pull his sled full of toys through the skies and the snow. In unison, the twins told Santa,
"Thank you, Santa. We won't let you down."
Santa winked and smiled, and then he let out a big ho, 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 and away the sled and reindeer flew off into the winter night. So when you see Santa on the rooftops or flying through the air this Christmas Eve, look for two new additions to his reindeer team. Yes, on Christmas Eve, look very, very closely. That twinkling in the night sky might be a star, or it just might be Starlight and Starbright helping good old Santa deliver toys this year, and we hope for many more.